You're listening to We Will Fix It in Post.
Right. This is Aaron Shigu. We're visited today. Post, I want to let you know, I was the real WWE champion before that Hollywood Brown Jabroni Hulk Hogan. I make the Hulkamania to be Hulkamania. Without Aaron Shigu and everybody know, no Hulk Hogan. But also, I want to say, Hulk Hogan was a good for Aaron Shigu too. But now, I want to let you know, fuck the Hulk Hogan. I'm a rare legend. I'm a WWE champion. Without me, Hulk Hogan is nobody. You don't believe me? You can ask Honky Tonky there. Honky Tonky man, all greatest continental champion. They can tell you. God bless you and you have a good day.
Hello and welcome to We'll Fix It in Post. It's episode 44, I think. Yes, 44.
Sounds good.
I'm Howard Hahn. My normal co-host, Nevin Densham, is sleeping on the couch. Maybe he'll join us later for the second half. But in his stead, I brought you a cavalcade of guest stars. Starting from across the table from me, we have...
Lakeith Lewis.
All the way from New York.
Very far away from New York.
Joining us for the weekend. And
WrestleMania weekend. It is WrestleMania weekend.
It is WrestleMania weekend. And by the time you are listening to this, WrestleMania will have been over.
And it would have been spectacular.
You guys are taking too long to introduce the most important guest, so let's get around. Stop all this WrestleMania crap. Let's just keep going with the introductions.
We're going to you last. You're the least important guest.
No, I'm clearly the most important, which is why
right,
I'm
so, right. So to the right of Lakeith, we have...
Dennis Lee from all the way across the street.
And next to Dennis...
Gio Chung, almost all the way across the street.
And our least important guest will go without introduction because I'm sure you can recognize his voice at this point.
Hater. Hater ass. Fine.
It's Eric Nair, everyone's favorite guest.
That's right.
All
right. And by so, everyone, you mean my mom.
The incendiary Eric Nair.
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right. Well, gentlemen, let's get right to it. Speaking of incendiary topics, let's talk about our hero, our heroine of the week. Reality show star, Alicia I don't even know how to pronounce her last name.
Guastafaro. Guastafaro.
Rastafarian.
Okay. She's right. Not really, as about as far from black as you can be. But.
Which is what makes it awesome. So she is a girl that was on the show Wife Swap. She was not the wife. She was a daughter of one of the families.
Okay. Yes. That's where the confusion for me started. I was like, she's 18?
Yeah, she's 18. Dennis, did you get a chance to watch the clip that I sent you?
I didn't because I was on my iPhone, but I did read the article, short as it was.
Okay. Eric, did you get a chance?
I did.
All right, so Eric, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about her appearance on Wife Swap?
Well, the main, I guess the biggest takeaway from it is that she's a spoiled little brat. And her parents, who apparently are criminals, and they're now under indictment for, like, money laundering. No, I love it when bad things happen to criminals. I used to be a prosecutor, man. I love it when bad things happen to criminals. Anyways, they basically lived their whole lives to try to support her. Like, they made their schedules around
her. That makes it seem so nice. It seems like, you know, like she's, like, trying to go to
college. You're right. That's
you're
a good point. I'm misrepresenting.
What's Start over.
So, basically, she was a controlling little brat who forced her parents to bow and scrape to her every whim. The and her parents being the
spineless, horrible
trash that they were easily, you know, motivated to do this stuff and change their schedules. And this is why you don't have only children like Howard Hahn.
That's true.
But she was also a pageant girl.
Yeah, right? she's a teen.
Half-assed.
That's a whole other set of issues.
She was not beautiful, I wouldn't
but
say.
But she has a whole lot of trophies in her room.
But, I have a whole lot of trophies from when I used to play soccer in ASO. And
you tell me whenever you talk about soccer, you say, in college, I played at a highly competitive level.
I did, but not in ASO when I was fucking 6 years old.
Anyway, the point is, this girl, her parents do her homework for her.
Yes.
So that she doesn't have to not focus on being a beauty queen.
Are they hinging all their hopes of retirement on her future
I don't think it's that. Like, I just think they're just bad parents. They're just like bad human beings that don't know how to raise a child. They have a Christmas tree that is up in their house all year long because she gets a Christmas present every day.
Yeah.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
Really.
Wow.
Now, You might think
none of this. See, this is my. This is what I always say. None of this would have happened if these people would have just been Jewish.
No, look,
would have never been a problem.
See, my Jewish friends always call it a Hanukkah bush.
That's a different thing. That's when you get to sleep with your girlfriend.
If she
on
was
Hanukkah,
Jewish,
and
Eric,
she hasn't
she'd get like six presents every day because it'd be like Hanukkah every day. So you have to cram all of Hanukkah into like one day.
It doesn't work
every
like that.
Day.
Let me tell you something. This is how it works in Jewish families. Anne Frank could barely get her father to buy her the diary. Because it was so expensive. That's how it works in Jewish families, man. Ain't no presents being given 6 days where they'd be bankrupt. Anyway.
I mean, it looks like these people went bankrupt anyway since they were
That might have to do with the
What I don't understand, it's not lazy parenting because clearly it takes way more effort to spoil your child like this.
Well, you have to remember, one of the reasons they're able to do this is because they were supporting themselves with criminal activity, so they had time to do their homework. Real families don't have time to do their kids' homework because they have to work.
And I would say that there's a difference between, I say it's lazy parenting because lazy parenting is where you take the easy route out as a parent, and it is much more difficult as a parent to tell your child no,
yes,
you cannot have that and deal with a tantrum and teach your child those life lessons than it's just give your kid another piece of candy or whatever so they stop whining and crying. And
they're career criminals, clearly boundaries are out there.
Exactly, they don't have that's a good point.
What kind of criminal activities are we talking about?
Money laundering is what they're accused of. Also, they're under indictment for tax evasion. They owned a business, a glass tinting business. Apparently, they didn't report a lot of the income, all of it. So,
I'm going to stand up for these parents in that you might think that Christmas every day spoiling the child. Here's the thing, though. They're celebrating Jesus' birthday every day. Okay?
I think Jesus was
who among you can say that you are that pious?
Well, I think
that
Jesus,
dedicated to celebrating
Jesus'
birthday.
Well, given
that
I'm not a Christian, I'm definitely not me.
Yeah, well,
but
I'm not asking you, heathen.
Yeah, no. It's
heathen, true. Your religion was derived from mine, motherfucker. Just know your place.
Right, evolution. It's like Cro-Magnon Man.
Oh, so Islam is the real religion. Then.
I think all Judeo-Christian or all religions of Judaic descent have advocated corporal punishment. So,
well, the
I don't
Bible
know how pious they actually are.
Well, listen, I mean, I think Howard's making a jest, but I will say this. The opposite family, the Swap family, arguably worse. Howard, why don't you talk about the Swap family?
I think you just don't like the Swap family because the mom is like this like super militant,
psycho-feminist.
This mom is a super feminist and she homeschools her kids to make sure that they don't have any exposure to public school where they teach you about men and, like, great men from history. She only wants her kids to know about women.
Wow.
And it's, like, this horrible situation where it's, like, three girls and the mom and this, like, Bob Saget from Full House dad, but, like, even, like, more horribly, like, white bread. And he's, like, showing his girls, like, how to change a tire. And they're, like, I don't want my girls to ever have to rely on a man for anything. And I'm, like, they're going to have to rely on a man
for
some cock. No, not even sperm. Unless these girls are all gay, they're going to need some cock at some point. That's what I'm saying. And and also, the youngest girl likes to get all prettied up like a princess, and the mom is
That is horrible.
No,
that
that's
is
horrible. You should never wear makeup. You should never do that.
What, are you doing that for a man?
Yeah, it's terrible. And then the other girl's like this Encyclopedia Brown, but she's like, I just was reading. No, she was. She's like, I enjoy reading about differential calculus. I hear about public school and boys and stuff, and that sounds like crap to me. I don't want anything to do with that. I'm
fully
like,
indoctrinated.
Like, whatever.
Dude, but honestly, how long do you think that's going to last?
I just want to say the one in my alter ego is Pedro Bear.
Uh-huh.
Kind of cute.
There's nothing terribly wrong with you. We're gonna skip you. We're gonna skip you, and we're gonna get to the core of the story.
We haven't gotten to the lawsuit yet.
Yeah. So there's a lawsuit.
That wasn't me. That was my alter ego, Pedro.
The teen beauty queen is suing ABC, saying for $100 million, saying that they edited the show to maximize her public embarrassment. To make it look as well.
Some of the damages are suicidal thoughts, right? I say let her die.
She's gotten death threats, and now she has suicidal tendencies. She says, quote, I do feel sorry for people that are not gorgeous people.
Wow.
End quote.
Listen, here's what I have to say about this. People, when you sue big corporations, don't do stupid shit like ask for $100 million in damages, because if I'm the corporate lawyer and I get a lawsuit for like $75,000 in damages, I'm like, fuck, all right, maybe we'll settle these people. If I see you're suing me for $100 million, I'm like, fuck you. We're gonna do whatever it takes to stop.
And we're gonna countersue. And yeah, we're exactly. Gonna dig up something. Yeah.
Don't be an asshole and do stupid shit.
Especially
like that.
Especially for parents that have been infected for crimes.
Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's why they're suing, because they're like, we need money so that we don't have to go to jail.
Well, what, the father's like up for like, I think, was it 57 months or 57 years possible?
Well, 57 years.
That's interesting. You bring up the lawyer's perspective months. Because you are her attorney. What the hell do you say to that? Hey, I want to sue the network for $100 million. Sure, I'll take the case.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's this dude that like hung up his own shingle like in their hometown. Like
he's Larry H. Parker.
He's Larry H. Parker. No, you know what? That is insulting Larry H. Parker. Who's
you're right. Larry H. Parker
would not.
Better attorney
he would not
than
have
that,
asked
dude.
For $100 million.
Dude, Larry H. Parker has been successful in more than 92% of his cases, man.
That's because he waits. He doesn't take your case if
no
he's
shit,
gonna
man.
Win.
Say what you will about Larry H. Parker, but he's got a brilliant marketing.
He does have a great marketing scheme
until the state of California told him that he could no, or the State Bar of California said he could no longer say the actual song.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say. Remember that guy? They used to have that broke ass black dude on there, and he would be like,
wait,
"Larry H. Parker got."
Oh, wait, hold on. Lakeith doesn't know what Larry H. Parker is because he doesn't grow up. Didn't grow up in Southern California.
Like a guy with like a. It was like a black guy with like a lazy eye.
Yeah, he was
no, that's not Larry H. Parker. Larry H. Parker is a white lawyer, right? And he had these TV commercials, and it would be like testimonials. He's a personal injury attorney. Right, mm-hmm. He's like that guy in New York that has the bus ads that say dos.
Yeah.
So he would have these TV ads, and he would have people come out and be like, "Oh, that guy got hurt at work. Larry H. Parker got me like $150,000." Right, and then the capper on every ad was this black dude. The lazy
horrible, but I don't think I think he was paralyzed or something because he was always like sitting.
No,
like,
no,
yes,
he was paralyzed. He was like a terrible industrial.
Yeah, he was like a broke down guy, dude. Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah,
it was still funny.
Trade off.
Larry Parker, how much did he get him?
$2.1 million, dude. Everybody who grew up in LA knows how much that guy got, dude.
Right?
2.1 million.
Like Larry Parker got me $2.1 million.
Yeah, exactly. But then what happened is at some point the State Bar of California ruled that in your advertisements or when you reach out to clients, you can't tell them how much you've earn other clients in prior sums because people treat that as like a, it's like a baseline guarantee of what you might get.
Right.
So it's misleading advertising, right? So Larry H. Parker's solution was he rehired that guy to shoot some more commercials, and at the very end he comes out, he's like, Larry H. Parker got me. You know the rest.
But we do know.
You all know, and if you don't know, somebody next to you knows.
LA, LA has had some great commercials, like Crazy Gideon's.
Oh,
yeah. Crazy Gideon's
was
great, dude.
Last
I know.
Year.
Well,
dude.
Why do you think, dude? Everything was fell off a truck at that guy's fucking. Yeah.
No, no. Hey, let's
embarrassment to Jews.
Let us not ignore.
He's Israeli, dude.
Let's not ignore the greatest of all local pitchmen. Cal Worthington.
Yes. There is a Facebook group on Facebook that says that you join this group and says, I thought the Cal Worthington ad said pussy cow, not go see cow. And I joined that fucking group because I thought that too, dude. I was like, why is he saying pussy cow in this commercial? I was like, what the fuck does that mean? It's so mysterious. What does that have to do with buying a car?
I keep seeing new Cal Worthington ads coming out.
Yeah, he's got to be dead. He's dead.
He is... The last time I saw him on TV, he was at least 104
years
old. Yeah,
he's got to be dead.
So, Lakeith, to explain to you,
like the
Cal Worthington owned these car dealerships, and in every single ad, he would appear with like a new exotic animal. Sometimes it was like a tiger, or an ostrich,
elephant.
Or an elephant, and he would like walk this exotic animal through his car dealership and show you the different Fords that he had.
But the joke was, they always said, here's Cal Worthington and his dog, Spot. But the dog was always some crazy animal, you know, so ha.
Yeah, we did not have
But the jingle was, if you want a car, truck, go see Cal. If you want to save a buck, go see Cal. If you want a car, truck, if you want to save a buck, pussy cow, pussy cow, pussy cow. And it sounds like pussy cow.
You were just saying pussy cow right now.
Yeah, you were saying
you could tell the difference. No. You couldn't tell the difference.
Apparently he couldn't because he just said that.
Lakeith, you couldn't.
No, I understand the word pussy versus go see.
has humor changed?
God damn it. Lakeith, just work with me, man. Come on, man. Get my back a little bit.
Has humor changed since the 80s that like jokes like, this is my dog Spot, but it's really a large ostrich,
yeah,
have gone from... funny to extremely campy.
I don't think it was really funny. I mean, the only thing
acceptable to put on air, because now that would just get swatted down in half a second.
I think the difference is we're far more cynical now. Where it's like, you might just chuckle at them and be like, all right, oh, cow.
Yeah.
Oh, you card. You card. I know that's not a dog.
That's a Siberian tiger, cow. That's not a dog.
Now, if you were to put that out, like, in all earnestness, and not being, like, a hipster, like, post-ironic.
Yeah, that's kind the of problem. It, like, bullshit.
People will be like, fuck this guy. What, do you think I'm a fucking idiot? That's a fucking dog. That's a fucking tiger, motherfucker.
Dude, you know who has captured the post-hipster humor the best is Old Spice. That commercial with that is great. That's great, where he's like, I'm on a horse and stuff. That's a great commercial. It's very funny and like, yeah. And the guy, and also where he's like, you know, it's like you wish your man looked like me. And I was looking at him, I was like, damn, my girl probably does wish I looked like that guy.
there's actually a really cool, I get Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah.
And this, or last week, they had this whole series on all the advertising people and commercials. So they had Flo, the insurance.
Oh, yeah, Progressive Flow,
Progressive Flow, and they had that guy from Old Spice.
Yeah.
And just sort of talking about how they got to where they are. And the guy's just, he's just like, they asked me to take my shirt off in the commercial. In the audition, and he got
in the commercial. He's shooting it, and he's like, this wasn't in the script. I mean, he doesn't say I have to have my shirt on, but
he's a former football player.
Oh, really?
So he's been around for a little bit.
He had good comic timing, though.
Yeah, and he had a bit part on Flash Forward, I think, or some show.
Yeah.
So he's really like trying to push it, but he's really the Old Spice guy, and that's.
I mean, if you have a national campaign, you can make a lot of money. Like that freaking Verizon dude, he must be worth $10 million, man.
Just like Jared from Subway.
But Jared though, he had a contract where he like they didn't pay him for the beginning. You're right. Yeah, after a while, they did. But that dude from Verizon was a professional actor, man. He has been the freaking, you know who I'm talking about, the freaking Can You Hear Me Now guy.
The gray jacket and glasses.
Can You Hear Me Now guy.
Dude,
that guy. He's been on commercials for like 6 years, man. I don't know if he's still on them, but like that
guy. We have the. You guys have the. You have to. I hope you do. It's the two guys, like it's the one guy who's he's like Cable or something like that.
Oh, and yeah.
The other guy comes in, he's like the younger guy. And
We have those two.
Yeah, the redheaded dude. He became friends with Will Ferrell because Will Ferrell saw the commercials.
Oh, really?
And so like now he's taking off because Will Ferrell's like, hey, my buddy, come join Funny or Die and not be funny.
And be Die. Come join Funny or Die and join Team Die on Funny or Die. I mean, those things are great. You know, those two guy commercials, though, I know you guys are probably all Mac guys, but I fucking hate those Justin Long.
Like,
I want the PC guy to kick his fucking ass, dude. The Mac guy on those commercials is an asshole.
Yeah, Justin Long's an asshole.
Not him personally, but
his character is an asshole.
The Mac is an asshole. Whoever Mac is an asshole.
Right. Oh no, I Mac say is an for
asshole.
The
oh, Justin Long is an asshole. Well, he did have a fight with John Mayer that was kind of humorous.
Awesome.
is he not John Mayer? I thought they were.
Yeah, it was like kind of like battle of the same person / douchebag.
Yeah,
it was funny though because
battle
like,
of the hipster douchebag.
Yeah, and basically it was a fight between Justin Long.
That's a fight where there could be no bad outcome.
Yeah, there really couldn't.
You know, whoever won or lost.
I have to say, I heard some John Mayer music involuntarily.
I fucking hate John Mayer. as my roommate Dave, so in law school, this is like I was rooming with two random dudes. You know, school assigned to us, and we're sitting there watching MTV. It's like the first day that we've all met each other. I've literally had maybe like two sentences exchanged with one of my roommates, Dave.
Yeah.
And the first thing that he says, like the longest sentence he says to us, all of a sudden he's like, John Mayer is a fucking pussy and Jack Johnson would kick his ass. My other roommate, Mike, and I are like, all right, that's cool.
Wait, that was apropos of nothing or was John Mayer on TV?
I mean, yeah, like his music like, video just finished.
Oh, okay.
And
I was going to say, just like, you guys are sitting around like, what's up, like smoking a cigarette? Yeah, like, yo, John Mayer's a fucking pussy, what? So you're like, no, John Mayer's great.
Yeah. Apparently, we also didn't know John Mayer like secret races.
And from that moment on, you knew that arrangement would work out.
Yeah, no,
well, technically, only his penis is racist.
That's true.
John Mayer is my boy. You know why?
Why is that?
He voted for Ron Paul, dude. Yes.
Him and Chewbacca.
He gets points. He gets points in my book for that.
That's what the fight with Justin Long started over. Justin Long was all fucking like Obama, and then he was like,
they fought over politics?
And he's like, no, Ron Paul's the shit. And then they had a fight in the street, and I was like, this is the worst fight of all time, dude. This is horrible.
Way to embarrass libertarians.
Yeah.
What are libertarians supposed to be called there? Don't they have a new name now?
Oh, yeah, Reasonoids from your stupid, crazy blog that you sent me. Howard sent me this blog. He's like, hey, Eric, look at this perfectly reasonable blog entry. And then it's like,
yeah,
this
blog. That's exactly what like, I said. I said, Eric, look at this example of a perfectly reasonable writing.
What are you talking about? Don't defend it. You sent it to me. He's like, I was like, what are you referencing? And he's like, here's what I'm referencing in our argument that we're talking about. So he sent me this blog, and the blog is like, look at the Republitards and all their horrible. And all their, I was like, look at these. And it's like, all right, comrade. At the bottom of the blog, it was like, comrades, let's unite. Like, I was like, what? At the bottom of the blog, it's like, one of the things on the blog literally said, like, I used to think the Catholic Church was just people were joking about the Catholic Church being a cover for a worldwide campaign of pedophilia, but that is actually a fact. And I was like, this blog is great.
Since the Council of Nicaea,
yeah,
actually.
Exactly.
I don't read this blog.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
You told
me you get teared up when you watch Keith Olbermann, man.
That's true. I do love Keith Olbermann.
Sad, he is an awesome person.
But here we go. Here's the thing with that blog. Is that the article that I was sending you was a series of quotes that have been reported on, like, CNN. And it was from when John McCain basically was like, I'm taking my ball and going home.
Right.
And then...
That's kind of like the time when you sent me the blog with a series of quotes from Hitler on it. And it had, like, all those pictures of Hitler. And you're like, I just... happened to be looking at this blog about National Socialism.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I thought you might
it
like
made
this,
me
Eric.
Think of you, Eric.
Yeah, it made me think of you and all your SS memorabilia that you have hanging up in your apartment.
Hey, I want to say this as a Jew. The SS had pretty baller uniforms. They were pretty cool.
I bet they got a lot of pussy.
You know who had better uniforms?
Who?
Superman, and he was a Jew.
Thank you, Lakeith.
Because he was Jesus.
We've been over this.
Why are you gonna do me like that, Lakeith?
Because I listen to the podcast on the flight over.
Why are you gonna do me like that?
Almost dying.
Hey,
I listened to the podcast.
Almost dying. What happened?
There's a huge turbulence.
Oh no!
And the plane's shaking up and down.
Like lady's handbag flew through the air and Lakeith grabbed it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Damn, I was like, what's Superman awesome. Do? And he would catch the handbag.
Because why he would catch the handbag? Because he's a Jew and he knows there's some money in that motherfucker. So he grabs that shit. That's what a Jew would do.
But the difference is he gave the handbag back to the lady.
Therefore,
like Jesus.
No, he gave it back to her after paying her interest. Because it's a money changing
guy. Why would he pay her interest?
Because that's how we honor our debt.
He's supposed to get paid the interest.
Hey, listen,
I
gave it back to her.
No, it's illegal in Christian
while holding her hand because she was still scared that we were all going to die. But I knew I wasn't going to die.
And then was she like, Jesus? No.
I was like, no.
She was not like Jesus.
You're like, Black Jesus, what's up? Remember? Okay, so, apropos of absolutely nothing. There's this one, actually, kind of apropos of this story. There's this one time when we were walking through Times Square.
Yeah.
And they're like these black guys like protesting something. Who the fuck knows?
They're just like the militant Muslims that
hang
out.
And then all of a sudden, as we walk by, they have this like, I don't know, like poster-sized picture of Jesus. And they throw it down on the street in front of the gate, and they're like, step on white Jesus! You step on white Jesus!
I tiptoe around that.
That's so awkward. You don't know what to do. Because you're like, I don't want these guys.
Do I offend my race or my God?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I have no problem with white Jesus. I don't know if he's white. But I don't want to get up there, and he's like, hey, remember the time you stepped on white Jesus?
He's like, what the fuck is your problem, man?
You're like, I didn't want to look like a punk.
Oh, man, that's funny.
It was awesome.
What did they do when you avoided stepping on there?
We just kept walking.
We just kept walking. We walked as fast as we could.
That is great.
Howard, would you have stepped on white Jesus?
Absolutely not. I would not step on white Jesus or black Jesus.
Fine.
You don't step on Jesus of any color.
See, this is why you guys
have like a black Jesus next to the white Jesus.
Nope, they were just like Jesus, white Jesus, devil, step on him. and because they said that, I was like, I'm getting out of here.
That's amusing.
It's like, hey, let me tell you guys something. Your religion is fucked up. You know why? Because you have pictures of your fucking God, man. That's not the way it's supposed to be, dude. It clearly says in the Bible, no idolatry. How do you fucking?
Because I don't worship that picture.
We don't. Yeah,
that's bullshit, man. That's like saying a guy who worships Ra, he doesn't worship the statue. Clearly.
But then do you see like actually portrait?
He actually is worshipping the statue, though.
Okay, well, fair. All I'm saying is this.
you chose a poor example.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean. Like, I can't think of another, like, Buddha.
Yeah, but we also have prohibitions on worshipping other deities, so it doesn't fall under the don't worship an idol prohibition, but it falls under the don't worship anyone but me prohibition.
Exactly.
So he's got it all covered. God's got it down.
It doesn't really make sense if you think about it. All right, anyways.
How does that not make sense?
Because, man, it's a picture. You're praying to a picture, man. Mm. It's fucked up.
You know what is a nice picture, though?
What?
Some video game ladies. When you play online, you can see their pictures.
I might consider praying to that.
You can pay like $1.99.
If they had abs like Jesus, because Jesus has some motherfucking nice abs. You ever look at Jesus up there? He has some good ass abs, man. That's like some great abs. Jew abs right there, dude. That's like
was Jewish, by the way.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, another. Well, one last thing about Jesus. So, yes. So someone asked me one time. They were like, "What religion is Jesus?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." And they're like, "How'd you not know he's Jewish?" And I said, "Well, he's Jesus. He can be whatever he wants to be." Because his dad is God.
No, man. His dad is a carpenter from Bethlehem, man. He's a Jewish carpenter from Bethlehem.
No. Like, his baby daddy.
Oh, okay. His actual sperm donor? The sperm donor? The donor father? The donor father is God. That's true. The donor father is God. But the dad who raised him. Yes, that's a great picture. Yes, yes. Dennis is showing us a funny picture of a Prado picture of Jesus doing the YMCA. But look at his abs, man. I'm telling you, his abs are good.
They are defined.
He has defined abs.
I would expect no less from
But gamer girls do have fantastic abs. Or so
not according to the pictures we saw. They do not have fantastic abs.
There are some terrible pictures of these girls. Alright, yeah. So let's talk about this new service. If you're a dude that likes to play video games and you don't know how to talk to women, perhaps you would like to pay $8.25 a game to talk to women.
Wow.
Who could potentially kick
Well, I don't understand. I don't understand about this is I didn't get $8. Is it always one-on-one or do they join you in a group and pretend to be a girlfriend? Cuz no. That would be kind of cool.
So, okay.
You want the girlfriend experience?
Yeah, I want the girlfriend experience.
This service is called Game Crush. GameCrush.com. And basically you pay girls to go on play dates with you. So for $8.25, you get 500 credits, which is enough for one game, 400 credits, and a 100-credit tip at the end. Tip. Yes, you have to tip them.
It's a mandatory tip?
I mean, I guess it's a suggested tip. Because I think both sides get to rank, like, they get to rate you as a customer.
Is that like at the happy massage places where they suggest a tip if you are happy, or
when you go like the strip club and they're like, a lap dance is $20. Plus a tip.
$100.
Yeah, maybe if you don't tip me, then maybe other girls will not come see you this evening. And you're like, I don't know. That's a lot of money.
Anyway, I think the key thing here is I don't think any of these girls was worth $8.95 for 10 minutes.
I don't think any girl is. There are girls who will play games with you for free. You can just go on Xbox Live and choose a random opponent. And
no, those are 12-year-old boys. Yeah. You think they're girls, but they're 12-year-old boys. I'm sorry, man, but they're...
Well, I see.
Although it is really fun to continually suggest that they're women to them, because they get really frustrated. They're like, yeah. I'm not a cat, I'm a 12-year-old boy.
There's nobody funner to troll than 12-year-old boys. 12-year-old boys are the best to troll.
They will rage, but
my brilliant plan of Clan Gay, which I will sometime, again, tell you guys about, focused on trolling young boys.
Yeah. Beautiful. So apparently, once you send an invite to one of the girls that's on the site, and once she accepts it, a chat window opens up, and so you guys will be like chatting and flirting with each other, I guess, while you play games.
Wait, do you have to type the thing though? I thought you could speak on like the VoIP.
No. So you'll have like, let's say you're, because you can play her either, you can play her on live for a 10-minute session, or you can play like a casual game via the Game Crush website, like Peggle or some shit like that.
Okay, right on.
And so if you're on live, obviously you'll be talking to her through your live headset while the video chat is also going on so that she can see you playing with yourself or whatever you're going to do while you do this, I guess.
Or yell at her abusively like you would at any
other
gamer.
Yeah, exactly.
Hone your game on real females, you know.
Telling them
they're gay and they suck.
Yeah, I mean, whenever girls come into a game session, you know how gamers are on the internet, man. I mean, it's immediately like tits or get the fuck out, dude. Like, girls get... I mean, it's like, what is your purpose for being in this game? Get out of here. It's like, it's always somebody's girlfriend. She never knows how to fucking play the game. And she always gets on your team. And then your fucking team loses, and you get taunted, and you're like, what the fuck did you bring your girlfriend
I beg to differ. I have played with some really, really kick-ass
chicks. But how
chicks
many are there? I mean...
Where? On console? No. Maybe on console.
Real-life friends of mine. Yeah,
oh, okay, real life.
Console and on...
PC. No, there's no fucking chicks playing PC games who are good, dude.
Oh, I
no.
beg to differ.
Yes. No, PC games are
what
the fucking hardest of the hardcore men.
They play
MMOs. It's like the Citadel, baby. We don't want any women in this shit.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So,
and,
you know,
I've seen some Korean girls absolutely destroy.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
But
I mean, if it's like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I see.
No, if they're from Korea, it's a culture there. That's different.
No, they're from here, but they're just of Korean descent. So maybe it's genetic.
No, it's not genetic. It's just that's their thing.
It's instilled in them.
From a young age. Yeah.
So I don't know if this is oppressing or not. But the user response was so high that it destroyed their beta, beta.
Wow, really?
Yeah, see.
But that's got to be a lot of people trying to troll them, dude. That can't be
obviously,
like, yeah.
Reviewers,
yeah.
All of them. But
no,
okay,
it's
so,
trolls, dude.
So they got 10,000 inquiries in 5 minutes, right?
Wow.
Even if we assume that 99% of those are trolls,
yeah.
That means there were 100 people that were willing to pay $9 to talk to a random girl online.
True.
While playing, like,
it says it starts at $6.60.
Oh, sorry, $6.60.
Playdate starts at $6.60.
That's without tip, dude.
Oh, without tip. Okay, I see. Okay.
I'm still trying to see the tangible benefit in paying for this service.
Well, I think some people are kind of approaching it like a Match.com almost, like you're hoping to meet girls.
But these are professionals.
Yeah, these aren't girls.
Why do you go to a strip club?
So before you so willingly call them professionals, let's take a look at this wonderful slideshow that was provided to us by the fine folks at Kotaku of... some of the beauties that you can find on Game Crush.
Well, clearly Kotaku chose some
God.
More, but look at this right here, dude. This is like...
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Would you not want to pay $8
right
to talk
dude,
to
that, okay, can we... That's like a one, dude. That's not even a two.
If that's a one, then
oh, damn, man. God damn.
Victory for Howard Hahn. Because I'm not looking at the
screen.
And
the fucked up thing is I actually saw this
combo.
Before. That's like a...
She's a redhead.
No, she's not, man. That's die.
That's definitely a doubt.
What is going on with her tattoo, man? Her tattoo.
How about this lady? Oh, yeah.
That's
how about that?
That's a man right there. That's a man.
That's
definitely.
Sexy.
Look at her chest cavity.
Yeah. That's terrible.
That's not breast assist anymore.
Hey, I think I saw her on Chat Roulette.
Yeah, seriously. Oh man,
that's a surprise.
That's a
surprise right there.
That's a 57-year-old lady right there, dude. Or man. That is a man.
That's Marilyn Manson.
That is a dude.
That's not even a
lady.
That's a dude, man. What the hell?
That's like someone's mom.
That's
with a halo.
Photo.
That is a stock photo.
That's actually
photo.
One of the better ones.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow,
that's
a girl from Hemet. That's just horrible. that's horrible, dude.
So anyway.
That's like Indio right there, dude.
Okay,
that's
so
terrible.
Wait, are these amateurs or are they like phone sex operators?
I think a lot of them,
they said in the article, and I bet it's true, a lot of them are named like Svetlana and like Ivanka and stuff. They're just like, you know, pimped out from like Romania.
Right.
They had one person's profile up and it was like, I like game.
Yeah, exactly.
Game is good.
Yeah,
I am good at game.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, okay.
See, to me, I might do this just so I could like record the session of me trolling the shit out of these people. It would be funny for that, but I don't know if it would be
worth
$8.
I think no matter what, you're the loser at the end because you pay them
$8.
I might do this if it was an opportunity to play like real female professional gamers. You know, like
yeah, but
you shouldn't have to rely on like this weird web service to play like a female gamer. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how are you going to find them otherwise, though?
I mean, if he wants to play real professional female gamers, there's female gamers on like the professional gaming circuit.
Well, here's the problem with this thing.
Like another service that like these professionals would,
you know how there's Match.com, it's a pay site. There's also OkCupid, which is a free dating site, which is actually far superior to what I've seen from Match.com. OkCupid is an excellent website. So what's to stop somebody from just making a free site where you're just like, hey, this is like Facebook for girls, you know? Like, just, hey, come meet some girls and play some games in your area.
Absolutely nothing, and that's the beauty of the free market, my friend.
That's not damn straight, baby. That's what I'm talking about. At least I got one other fucking sane person at this table.
Listen, Regionoids. right. Check that talk at the door.
No, to your point, why would you set something up for free when you could potentially like, make money off it first? So that's
well, exactly you can make money off a free site for a lot of reasons.
For advertising.
Well, not just advertising. Well. The most valuable thing that OkCupid does is they track people's statistics. They track what they do, how they communicate, what pictures work best. And they sell this stuff.
Their hobby keywords.
Right. They sell the keywords. They sell everything to other dating sites. Market. That is where the real money is. That's why Facebook, they don't make a lot of money off their advertising. They make some. But they really make money off tracking what you do. And that's incredibly valuable.
That more well,
yeah, from yeah. what the research
It's definitely. Incredibly valuable. That data is super valuable. So that's how you would make money on stuff. Because you'd say, listen, we can, like OkCupid, we can have a lot more people from a lot wider cross-section because they're not going to have to pay.
Well, they're just milking it on this business
yes.
model until that happens.
I agree yeah. with that. Yes, yes, I agree. But clearly these girls right here are like, if you saw these girls at a bar, not only would you not talk to them, not only would you talk to men at that bar for the rest of the night, but you would never return to that bar,
ever
nor
again.
Would you allow anyone you know to go to that bar if you saw some of these girls, man. I'm serious. It would be horrible. In fact, you might never have a drink of alcohol again if you saw one of these girls.
You
live.
Might just tell everyone that you stayed home that night.
You might just become gay if you saw one of these. I think I would. I would just be like, listen.
They're not attractive.
Well, with some of these girls, you might actually be gay if you were attracted to them.
That's true. Good point.
Look, we can all agree that this fucking Game Crush site is fucking stupid, but
okay, yes.
I don't think I'd call it offensive.
I don't know.
No, it's not offensive.
Wait, Nevin, do you find it offensive?
Me and my, you know, I love women.
You do love women.
I think it's really inappropriate that they would degrade women by making me pay money. Talk to them.
That's not what you say at the strip club.
That's not. That's exactly what I don't say at the strip club. This is why I don't ever want to go back to the strip club.
Yeah, right. Dude. Wow, I forgot to tell you guys this fucking story, dude. I went out on a date with this chick, man. She was great. She was a OBGYN. Really cute.
She looks like Vag all day.
Exactly. She was a vagina repairman.
She's already halfway towards
a vagina repairman. Wait a minute. Keep this in the blog. This is going to be funny, man.
Recording. I'm getting a drink.
Anyways, motherfuckers.
Keep your standards up.
All right. Anyway, this girl's really cute. What do you need, Lukey?
Get me a water.
Continue.
All right, man. The girl's cute. She's a doctor. I was like, this girl, you know, she could be a
Jew?
No, she's Chinese. She was Chinese, but she could have been a Jew. She could have been a Jew eventually if she was going to marry
me. Oh, you told me about this girl.
Yeah, okay.
There's a certain equivalency between Jews and
Chinese. Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Actually, more Koreans, but anyways.
Jewish
or
Chinese food.
Look, you guys keep telling me finish your story and then you keep interrupting me. It's fucking disrespectful, man.
I'm not saying anything.
All right, anyways. So I realize I'm wearing the same jacket that we wore to skin that one time, and I have the VIP invite. And I realize now why the chick didn't want to see me again, dude, because I left my jacket out and the fucking VIP invite was in there. And I saw she was messing with my jacket when I came back from the bathroom.
Why was she messing with your jacket?
Because she's a fucking nosy-ass bitch.
You wouldn't want to date her anyway.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. But she probably saw the VIP invitation, and then I got like she's like, I came back from the bathroom, we were totally hitting it off, and she's like, yeah, let's go have dinner, like, I don't have to meet my friends till 11. Then I came back and she's like, my friend just called, we have to go back to the place, it's 7 o'clock. I was like, what happened?
You don't want to go through your first date.
No, I'm not saying that.
Mutual auto fail.
Of course.
I mean,
but I was just saying it's a funny story. It's a funny story because I left the invite in there. That's
okay, good.
Saying.
It was actually a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anytime some chick's gonna go through your shit, it's just like no.
Yeah.
Especially at the first hour. Come on.
Hey,
man.
You're having a great time. Let me spy on you.
I did want to penis her. I wanted to penis her just because I was thinking she could tell me like technical shit,
so
like
many women
about the
penis.
Vagina.
So
dude, I could tell you about it because my mom's OBGYN.
I don't want to hear it from you, motherfucker. I want to hear it from a cute girl, man. What the fuck?
I don't want to hear your mom's technique.
I don't want to hear from your mom either, man. I want to hear from this girl, man.
I'm surprised you've heard from your mom. Yeah, that's weird.
I experienced childbirth at the age of 12. All right.
This is disconcerting to me. Let's move on.
I was a father.
Next.
I was a father by the age of 12.
Yes, I was.
Speaking of things that are disconcerting to me, let's discuss the worst blog ever.
That is the worst blog ever.
If she's hot, though, it's all okay.
No, she's not hot. That girl, whoever wrote this, is horribly ugly. I just skimmed it.
She claims to be hot.
That means she's not.
If she doesn't put pictures up, she's not hot, dude.
-45 hotness points just for being a bad writer.
Yeah, terrible writer.
Yeah, so this blog is called Game Fatale.
Uh-huh.
This girl is writing her response to this Game Crush website. And I think your first sign that this article is full of shit
comes from paragraphs.
Well, is this supposed to be her right here? Because
no, I think that's just some random
cosplayer. Okay.
Right. Let's start with
I don't care.
The start of the second paragraph, which is, I haven't met many maladjusted gamers.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
That sentence right alone lets you know that this person is full of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Her whole argument at the beginning is gamers are normal.
They're the most. They are some of the kindest, funniest, most outgoing people I've ever hung out with.
That's because she's not hung out with normal people.
My own gaming friends, for example, who accompanied me on my liberal coffee-drenched way through university, are now doctors, lawyers, network administrators, writers, secondary school teachers. One guy works for the government in some sort of James Bond job that I'm pretty sure he's not allowed to talk about.
I didn't know it.
Because the job isn't real.
He works for the government of fucking...
It's called unemployment.
He works for the OSS.
I was waiting for you guys to jump in with the fuck. I was like, oh. He works for the government of, you know,
Botswana.
Mushroom Kingdom was what I was going for, man. Come on, people, let's try this again. Because he works for the government of
Raccoon City.
There you go, Raccoon City. That's what I'm talking about. Raccoon City.
Why did you humor him?
Shut up, man. That was a funny ass joke.
I like Raccoon City. That was a good one.
Your mama lives in Raccoon City.
The humor came off of Keith.
Your dad's a major. What?
So, alternative title for this would be In Defense of Nerds or something.
Yeah, but not just that. She's like, I don't like it when people objectify women and I'm a gamer, therefore.
This website is all evil.
Yeah, the game.
She's probably the only girl within a group of friends of all dudes.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
she's consistently worshipped and
yes.
That's what she's upset about.
She's fawned over and of course she feels
now
like
she can flaunt her power.
Now she has no power.
No, this is why not everybody can go to school, man. This girl should not have been able to go to college because then she would not have thought that she could write.
I'm quite surprised.
You know what I'm saying?
She actually went to college. I think she went to just coffee houses near college.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. And she learned to write over people's shoulder. Yeah, that's possible.
All right, so here's another paragraph. When she's talking about Game Crush, there are three assumptions that the system works on. Firstly, that in order to get to play...
Why would you say... I hate it when people do that. Why firstly?
That in order to get to play against a girl online, you have to pay one. Secondly, there's an assumption that male gamers cannot talk to a girl without doing it through video games.
Okay.
Thirdly...
So far, so good.
Thirdly, there's an assumption that one of the reasons that people go online is to game is to pick up chicks, or that they wish that were possible.
None of that is a logical conclusion from the fact that game... whatever exists.
Nor are really any of these things like terrible logical fallacies. She's like, this is how strippers work. Firstly, men like boobies. Secondly, they're not opposed to paying to see them.
Exactly.
What is this fucked up system we've made?
She might as well be like, listen, this is the fucked up thing about dating sites. Men want to meet women. They're willing to pay to see women.
Women want to meet men.
Yeah. Why don't they just go to a bar and buy them drinks? Oh, that reminds me. Also, this girl. Hang on a second. The fucking OBGYN. This reminds me, man. I was thinking about this on the way home after I figured out the fucking invitation thing. I spent fucking $85 on drinks and food.
What?
And she never offered to pay and never said thank you. I would have never let her pay, but she should have at least fucking said thank
you. Good girl, you have to do the dance.
What's the dance? She has to pretend. Yeah, she has to pretend to pay.
She has to be like, oh, how much do I need?
You're like, no, madam.
Exactly.
I will take care of this.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I was sorry.
Girl, she'll make you feel special buying her a dinner or a drink.
Dude, at least say thank you. What kind of fucking barbarian are you, man?
That's true, man. How Chinese?
Dude, my buddy who is Chinese American just got back from China, and he's like, that country is never going to be shit because people treat everybody else like shit.
They got a lot of people.
He's like, they have no respect for other people.
That's right, because there's a lot of them. They're like a dime a dozen there.
Yeah.
Do I need to go to bridge? Do I make it safe? What do I care if you die?
There's 1 billion other.
Right.
People just like you.
And the women know that they are a precious commodity because of that one-child policy is made.
Dude, they have a rapidly aging population there. But he said he got on an elevator.
Get rid of those guys real quick.
He got on an elevator with a guy.
But like, you paid the bitches.
No, there's going to be a lot of fucking gays. But anyway, he got on an elevator with a guy.
The army will be famous.
I guess that's statistical. It's probability with a billion people. Not just that, man. It's like,
dude, it's like being in prison, man. You gotta fuck, man. You gotta fuck.
Or the internet.
Are you Game Fatale?
It's not. Look, man. And by the way, I was thinking that what percentage of people who went to the Game Fatale website do you think are prisoners who, like, the prison has not yet blocked this URL? And they're like, wait a minute. What's up? I really like Call of Duty on the show Prison Break. It's my favorite show.
How did you fathom that?
What do you mean? This is the kind of shit I think of, man. Like, I really like
gay sex in prisons. That's pretty much number one topic in Eric's mind.
Eric is like, this blog is so boring, I have to see it from a different perspective. Let me put myself in the shoes of an incarcerated person.
Of a gay prisoner.
After I read this blog, I was so fucking pissed off with the feminism between this and the freaking feminist mom that I sent Howard this cartoon that shows a guy and this girl is like crying and
what the fuck was that?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you saw it too, man. Dude, how could you send it to Lakeith and not give me credit, man? That's fucked up, dude. I know you do this shit all the fucking time, man. You fucking take my shit and you send it.
That's true. That's all I do.
That's fucking wrong, man. All the time, you motherfuckers, man. Look at all the shit we invented, man. You know we invented your fucking religion. It's sad you stole it from us. Anyway,
the last thing you need is another holy war.
But describe the cartoon.
Anyway, so this guy is...
Not that many left.
This guy is walking away from a girl who's crying. She sinks to her knees.
No, all right. So you're ruining the setup of the cartoon. All right? First, he walks up to her, and there's a little bubble above his head that has a little heart. It's like, I love you. And she's like, I love this guy. He's all sad. Walks away. Then she goes up to the guy that she likes who has a mustache so that we can distinguish between the two guys. She's like, I love you. And he's like, And now she's sad. She's walking away. And then the guy sees that she's sad and he's like, fuck you, bitch. But then he comes back.
Gives her first hug. Guy, the non-mustache guy.
First guy comes back, gives her a hug. Oh, I'm making her feel better. And then she's like, friend zone.
No, she's like, you're such a good friend.
Yeah.
And then Courage Wolf, do you know what Courage Wolf is? Courage Wolf comes out, and on the Courage Wolf it says, she puts you in friend zone, you put her in rape zone. And then, like, you see his face, like, get all crazy, get all red. And so from now on, whenever a girl joins a video game that I'm a member of, and I hear a girl's voice, I'm be like, bitch, get your ass in the rape zone.
You showed girls love that.
You showed those feminists. You sure did.
Take that, feminism.
But you know what? The funny thing is, I'm joking, but if feminists heard this, they would freak out and be like, this is completely inappropriate and try to control what I can say. So fuck you, feminists. For reals. I don't advocate rape.
You sure?
Are you positive about that?
Outside of prison. outside of prison, I do not advocate rape.
It's only male-on-male rape that you condone.
Dude, do you know my buddy...
How does your response to him start with, do you know my buddy? That is not acceptable.
Okay, wait a minute.
Whatever the story is, it's not okay.
Okay, dude, I did a clerkship at the DA's office, and I eventually went to go be a DA. My buddy did a clerkship at the project to stop prison rape. And I think he actually like got raped in prison for like research.
I don't believe that for a second. Did he choose to get raped in prison? Is he like,
well, if he chose, it wasn't rape.
So why the fuck did he get, how do you think this?
I'm just kidding. That's not true. I just wanted to see your reactions. I'm making that up. That's not true.
I don't know.
I did have a friend who did do that.
I don't know how your friend would accidentally end up in prison getting raped if he works for that.
They told him he was on an episode of Oz, and he was like, I don't recognize any of the cast members. Like, don't worry about it.
Where's that black guy in the wheelchair?
Yeah, exactly. Where's Evan Seinfeld? I want to meet his wife. Oh, dude, so good. Did you see how we Jews do, man? We get all the fucking hottest girls. Evan Seinfeld looks like a fucking freak, but he fucks Tara Patrick every night, dude.
You mean that really? Woman? Jerry Seinfeld?
No, yes, Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld is there.
No, Jerry Seinfeld likes to go after
Patrick is not exactly a scarce commodity as far as like pussy goes.
I think Tara Patrick is pretty great looking.
No, I'm saying
why the Jews like her.
I'm in agreement. She's pretty great looking.
It's
all good. It's a dime a dozen.
Okay.
So you're saying that's not 85?
I'm just saying that doesn't put him in an exclusive club to be boning Tara Patrick. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but he doesn't pay.
True.
He gets paid.
No, wait. Those guys are getting paid.
Oh, wait a minute. You're right. Okay. Sorry.
If he married her, then he's paying.
What I meant is nobody is paying her to fuck him.
Okay. Well, most sex is somewhat consensual. or and not necessarily commercial.
Yeah, but money doesn't change hands.
The rich show.
Which is why it's important that, you see, that there's the Jew connection.
The money.
See, money doesn't change hands.
It just semen.
I'm so proud that he's Jewish.
And we're back.
Oh my.
From the longest break that we've ever taken.
Holy shit.
Somehow we lost everybody else on the show.
They all had to go home.
They all had to go home.
A lot of drinking.
Back to their regular lives.
Some people had good riddance real things to
good
do.
Good riddance to bad brothers is what I say.
That's just cruel. I was sad to see everybody go.
I was sad to see them leave too. Especially Lakeith, because, you know, he doesn't live in California, so I don't know where he went after we made him leave.
I think you just put him back on the street where you found him. That's sorry, Lakeith. I didn't know where to go with that joke because Howard was setting it up. So I just went. I just went to where Howard would have gone. I'm sure.
That's messed up.
Because he's racist. That's why Howard's a racist.
I hate you, honky.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh my God. So this is something I should mention.
Okay.
So the other night I went to this club.
Uh-huh.
Went dancing.
Oh, is this story going where I think it's going?
No, it's not going. Okay. Where I think. This is a story I haven't told you, and it's actually just it. I don't know how to feel about this.
Okay.
So it's a Korean club, so there's booking, and uh-huh. I'm done. I've been dancing. I'm tired. I'm ready to sit back down and just hang out and like look at Facebook and stuff. It's like 2 a.m. almost.
You are a party animal.
I was ready to call it a night. And, you know, I had a really good time. Anyway, okay. So the waiter brings over a girl.
Let's pause for a second for people that may have missed an episode or two. Explain what booking is.
Booking? I'm not exactly sure. It's a way that at least Korean folk in this club hook up.
Uh-huh.
Basically, the waiter's like, hey, you're guys. You've given me a good tip. I'm going to bring over some girls. And you're going to pour them alcohol. And maybe they'll hang out with you. Or maybe they'll immediately get up and leave. Often enough, they immediately get up and leave. And often enough, you know, our draw has been very poor.
Uh-huh.
But in any event, you know, a nice girl put down and she spoke English to uh-huh. my shock, like perfect English. And anyway, long story short, she assumed I was half Korean.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm completely white. I'm, you know, my dad's British, my mom's Canadian. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, pretty sure. She's like, why are you here? And I'm like, cause I like to come to this club with my friends. I like to go dancing with them. And then she asked me again, are you sure? Because your eyes, you look like you could be half. Are you sure your mom's not half Asian? I'm like, no, I'm white. And like, is it really that important? She's like, yeah, it is. And she got up and left. And I was like, what?
How do you like what? It?
How do you like
it? On the other foot now. How do you like that? That's what I have to ask you, sir.
So anyway, that was that night. I mean, I didn't want a piece of her. I just was like vaguely offended that I'm not good. I'm like, I'm just me. I said that. I'm just
see,
me.
Now you know how all the women in the world feel when you start talking about Asian girls this or Jewish girls that.
You know what? It's just been a way. It's been a way of living for me.
It was a learning lesson.
I'm already moving beyond that because, you know.
Don't let that crush you.
It doesn't crush me.
You should actually just say that you're half Korean, though.
I should just say I'm half Korean. I couldn't pull it off, though.
Just be like my mother.
My mother's a quarter Korean. You can't tell.
She was a war bride from Korea.
Well, because I was like, well, my grandma was born in Shanghai. But she's British. Yeah. So, anyway, it'll be my line. I guess I could play that.
You should see where it takes you.
apparently it'll take
then
me...
Then it might... Maybe it'll bring back Nevin's Tales of Romance.
No, we don't need to do Nevin's Tales. Nevin's Tales of Romance are vignettes. They might be Nevin's vignettes of romance. Like, this, this is a healthy vignette. This is a life lesson for everybody. Lying will get women to like you. If I just said, yes, I'm half Korean, I know a few words in Korean, and then dropped them, I probably would have got her phone number if I wanted it, and I didn't. I was kind of happy to see her go. Any girl is like, yeah, it actually does matter to me. I'm like, well,
it's for the best.
It's for the best. Bad woman. Bad on you, Asian girl.
Thank you for not bringing her back to our apartment.
No, I don't do that a lot.
Okay. You know why?
Why?
I fear theft.
What?
I fear theft because...
My theft?
I fear theft.
Oh, you fear theft.
Yes. Sure. Because I'm like a game publisher and I worry that people will come in and pirate my things away.
Pirate, you mean by like, just take it? Just take your shit and leave?
So let's take that. Let's segue into some talk about piracy.
All right.
That was smooth.
Sweet.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well done. Not awkward at all.
No.
Not like the clutch didn't, you know, get all the way depressed or and just kind of like strip the gears a little on that one. Just a little.
So, Nevin, I sent you, relatively recently,
yeah,
a list of the top most pirated
Modern
games.
Modern Warfare.
Yeah. So, the most pirated games of 2009, according to Torrent Freak. So, I'm willing to accept them as,
all right,
as somewhat of an authority on what people are
They're
torrenting.
Down with this shit.
So, for PC games, you have Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yep.
The Sims 3.
Huh.
Prototype. Hmm. Need for Speed Shift. And Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, quickly getting into games I don't care about.
Right. So, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 had like 4 million copies downloaded.
Yep. Just imagine if they'd had Lean.
What's interesting to me, though, is that none of the games I make this top 5 list, and they don't have a top 10, unfortunately, but of the top 5 list, none of these games really had very robust anti-piracy systems.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, is that a victory for different DRM schemes? Does that mean that they work as much as people bitch about them because they effectively prevent people from pirating it for whatever period?
DRM is effective in that it makes it slightly harder. So instead of actually stealing it, you steal somebody else's game. But anyway, Modern Warfare, I mean, they were gonna pwn that game.
Yeah.
Deservedly. Deservedly. I would have bought that game. I still haven't played that game on the PC. Because my PC's dead.
You also haven't touched it, like, in several months.
I've touched it. I've tried to boot it up and been like, this is too much pain and suffering to bother even try. It's not worth it.
I think we should start a buy Nevin a new PC fund.
I think that'd be great. I'd love that.
Or we could start selling off things that you own.
We could. I could sell that PC.
Yeah.
See who would buy
it. I think we should sell off Dates with Nevin.
Dates with Nevin, no. Yeah.
Nevin picks you out.
Yeah, Kim would apparently pay a dollar. So that's great, Howard.
Nevin will make you a delicious dinner in his cockpot.
My cockpot? Yes. My 3 days of cockpotting here. So, yeah, okay, thanks. That's great. Yeah. I don't really need to mercenary myself to get a computer.
Think about the exciting adventures you could have, though.
I can't imagine it ever being
the content that it would produce for us.
I don't think it'd be any better than me being on OkCupid.
What if we just follow you with a camera, right? And we say we're taping you for a reality show? Yeah.
You know how horrible that would be?
How awesome that would be.
I actually want to meet nice women who like me, who don't want to be on TV.
What if we adopt this plan for someone else?
I think you should adopt this plan for somebody else.
Okay.
I think the ripe target is Eric. Eric totally needs a camera to follow him around.
All right, Eric, I know you're listening to this. Yes. So at some point, we're going to get together.
This is the second Howard Hahn Eric Nair TV show.
Yeah. I erased all mention of the first one.
It's Eric's Tales of Romance.
Yeah, Eric's Tales of Romance. Oh, I like it. All right, we're going to make it into a YouTube show. We'll see where this goes. So, all right, well, back to the subject of DRM for a minute. So I sent you an article earlier this week where there's a Japanese game called Cross Days.
This is the rape game?
No, that's Rape-lay.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
It would be literally called the rape game.
Yeah.
Rape-lay.
So Cross Days is about a male cross-dresser who gets himself into situations on both sides of the swinging arc, if you know what I mean, according to this article.
That sounds like another classic Japanese game.
It's a What the Fuck Japan game. But so this
is less What the Fuck than Rape-play.
Rape-lay?
Rape-lay.
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 Yeah.
It's less What the Fuck Japan.
It's true. It is true.
It's not a rape simulator. It's just a tranny simulator.
All right. So here's a question that I have for you, actually.
Just sure.
To talk about Rayplay for a moment. Now that it's like a big item of news on CNN.
But there are a lot of games like this, I'm sure.
I mean, the thing about Rayplay is like that story is like way fucking old, too. Like, it initially broke, I don't know, like 6 months ago, maybe a year ago.
Wake up.
No, this was like on like Fox News or some other like major.
But nobody watches
some major outlet. Anyway, look. So here's a question. Is there. All right, let me back up again. All right. So if you are going to charge someone with obscenity.
Sure.
Right? One of the prongs for the test on obscenity is whether or not it has any literary or artistic value.
Sure. Right?
Does something like Ripley. Or
like, any literary or artistic value?
Yeah, or like a movie version of it, or a book version of it. Do those things have any literary or artistic value?
I mean, I honestly don't know. I mean, I'm not a big fan of banning shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of pointing at it and laughing at it and calling it what it is.
Uh-huh.
Because usually
derision. And then letting the free market decide that it doesn't belong?
Well, I just believe humor is and mockery is a very effective tool for slander.
Uh-huh.
Or actual appropriate commentary. Rape play.
Or rape simulation.
Rape simulation. Anyone who's going to buy that game, you should make everybody who buys that game has to buy that game in public. Oh, look, there's a guy buying rape play. Rape play. Everybody got... Yeah, rape play is right here in the bargain bin.
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean, every time you go out, someone's got to announce it with a PA. Dude bought rape play. I'm a big fan of that. I think that's what should happen.
Rather than banning the existence of that game.
I mean, I'm sure there's no more artistic merit to that game than there was like Custer's Last Stand, or whatever the game, what Amiga or Atari game, where he's got a giant boner and he's trying to rape the Indians.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not tasteful.
Uh huh.
There's a lot of manga hentai that does that shit too, right?
I mean,
there's a lot of real world raping going on in Japan that they record and then sell.
There's a lot of pornography all around the world that's based
sure.
on that.
So at the end of the day, I really don't care that much. Okay. I'm more impressed that I care in the sense that it's ridiculous.
Uh huh.
I don't really care.
So no ban on so Nevin is officially pro
Rayplay.
Yeah,
yes,
that's the stance that you're taking.
Pro Rayplay. Yeah, I think everybody should be able to buy it. Sweet, that's my position.
Okay, good. That's gonna be the headline for
Nevin this. Loves Rayplay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Tune in next week for Nevin's review of Rayplay.
That would actually be kind of interesting.
Oh God, I'm not buying that. I'm not putting that anywhere near my computer.
I bet if you downloaded it, automatically puts you on some sort of like FBI watch list.
Yeah. Should be. Well, should no, it probably shouldn't. Probably shouldn't.
You can buy it, but the government should be able to track you.
No, it's just an ugly game. Just ugly.
It is.
It's an ugly idea. Hey, let's get my internet friends together on Rayplay and we'll rape some animated characters.
I don't know if you can, it's like a multiplayer game.
Well, it had like a thing where you and your friends teach this girl a lesson together.
Yeah, but I think that's your friends within like the game space. I don't think it's like Howard and Evan log into the game together.
Dude.
And I'm like offering you suggestions.
Multiplayer Rayplay. Yeah. That's the future.
You, my friend, are going to be a millionaire. That's my prediction for you. The future. Right, yeah. All right, so let's just jump back to this cross-dressing game.
Because it's so much better. Yeah. I really feel more comfortable talking about that game.
So apparently, a Trojan virus was released alongside copies of it.
This is the one that announced?
Yeah, so on Japanese peer-to-peer networks, they put a fake installer out there with like the pirated versions. And so...
I didn't realize it was the tranny game.
Yeah, so when activated,
the
program gathers data from the computer and pretends to take a survey of players, including asking for personal information. Once it's done, everything gets uploaded to a public website along with a screenshot of their desktop.
As well, and the best part, it's all disclosed in the terms of service.
Yeah.
So when you download this and install it, there's a terms of service that you read that says hey, we're going to do this shit. Hey, you didn't read it. Ha!
Because who really reads the terms of service?
I am a huge fan of that as DRM. I think that's the best kind of DRM.
The public humiliation?
Yes, absolutely. These are all the... It's like when people were like, we're not going to buy like Left 4 Dead 2, and then all those people were buying Left 4 Dead 2. Or the same thing with the Modern Warfare guys. Yeah. They were like, we're not going to buy it, and then they all bought it or were playing it. I'm like, yeah.
But with this, there's a lot of personal data that got put out.
They signed a waiver.
I know, but does the punishment fit the crime, I guess, is my question.
Is it
commensurate to become, like, potentially getting your identity stolen? Is that a fair punishment for downloading this cross-dressing game?
I'm more comfortable just basing my opinion in they did this willfully, and they agreed to a terms of service in a pirated game. Shouldn't that be a warning sign? Like, hey, there's a legal waiver in this shit.
Well, I mean, when you pirate any game, though, I mean, don't you? It's just that there's cracks and things that help you go through. But they don't
make you a waiver. It's not like there's some legal fucking thing that you go and click through.
Wouldn't you click, like, oh, I agree that this is my copy of the game and this is my unique serial and blah,
I don't
blah,
think
blah,
you
blah.
Do that in most games.
I mean...
When you buy them.
Not that I have. But hypothetically speaking, were to I have stolen Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but those actually... Those applications make you register for all, like, updates and shit.
Yeah, but...
For updates.
But you still... When you enter a serial, you're saying, hey, this is my copy. I agree. I agree to the terms of service. Blah, 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 blah.
It's a moot point. Less often on video games, by far, than actual, like, software for work and word processing and Photoshop. It's not like those games.
I'm going to trust you, Blackbeard.
Black dude?
Blackbeard.
I'm Blackbeard?
Yeah. You're the king of the video game pirates.
I'm the king of the pirates? Yeah. I don't even know how to use BitTorrent. That's how much of a pirate I am.
Uh-huh.
I have to be like, Evan, how do I use BitTorrent? He's like, I'm too lazy to tell you. I'm like, all right, well, all I want to do is download freeware. I actually do. I just downloaded freeware from freeware websites for my old favorite games from when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Like Red Baron.
And you had to get Evan to walk you through it?
No, I figured that one out.
Okay.
Because those things are easy. Those things are just on the internet.
You're a big boy.
They're in abandonware.
I'm
so
proud
you
of
go
you right
and you
now.
Can download them.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway.
All right, well, what do you think about this approach to DRM, which is EA is going to release paid DLC prior to game launches?
They can suck my dick.
So, for example, they'd sell you for like 15 or 10 bucks.
The demo, basically.
A long demo.
A demo.
Something like
basically a demo.
Battlefield 1943.
Basically a demo.
Yeah.
A robust demo.
Yes, that would help them work out all the bugs that they.
But a
did.
Demo.
Yes. Are you happy to pay?
Would never pay for a demo. The whole idea of a demo is that they want me to play the game to like it enough to buy it.
What if it's okay? Here's my question. What if you could buy for $15 the first two stages of Left 4 Dead 1? Right. You could play those single player as much as you wanted. You could play a multiplayer as much as you wanted. It's everything that is that makes up Left 4 Dead stages 1 and 2.
I
for $15,
I just
would you buy that?
I'm not a fan of getting compartmentalized gaming. I don't like the whole micropayment model. I buy a game, and then new shit comes out, maybe I buy that.
Uh-huh.
I'm comfortable with that. I don't particularly like it, unless it's, you know, with Borderlands, I've done it. It's the first time I've ever done it with Borderlands. On the Xbox, no less. But I paid money for that content because... The game was so good, and my friends told me the content was so good it was worth buying.
Uh-huh.
So I did, and it really has been worth buying. It's been really, really good.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
What if, like, for Borderlands, for example?
Tony gave me the first 10 levels for $15.
Well, I don't mean like levels in terms of, like, where you can level up to XP-wise.
It's the equivalent, basically.
But like, let's say you get, like, I don't know, how many zones are in Borderlands? I haven't made it
No,
far
it
enough.
Doesn't it doesn't really work like that. I mean, there's a...
There's, like, a progressing story, right? And it expands the map as time goes on.
And
so
let's say
you get, like, the first quarter of the game, right? The first quarter of the game, all the territory that's associated with it, all the missions that's associated with it, all that stuff for a quarter of the price, $15.
Just don't... like buying that way. I want it. I like buying things in total.
Okay.
I don't want to buy. If I was going to. It's like buying a season of TV and only getting the first four episodes.
But they do that.
When you buy a DVD box set of a TV show,
for example, the whole season. For example, you can get the first half season of Glee.
That's different, though, because they actually. Their season is functionally. That's basically one season. Half season
you can,
is really
you
one
can get
season.
The first half season of Flash Forward.
Because of the way they structure those
right.
Things.
So, but I'm saying, what if this game?
I'm not a fan of that either. Because you're basically buying like what six episodes or something.
Yeah.
Or, like,
but let's say it's half the cost of what the box that would cost you later on.
Unlikely to be priced at that point.
Right.
They price it as a near.
But
season.
But let's say just hypothetically speaking, right? Because if you're talking $15, you're talking quarter of the cost. Quarter of retail cost.
I just don't like that.
Okay.
I want the whole thing. I don't want to buy a quarter of the movie. and get just the first, like, act or less. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to get the whole complete package. And if there's additional content that comes out, I don't mind paying for it if it's worth paying for.
If it's something like, though, like Left 4 Dead, right? Where, just to take an example, Left 4 Dead doesn't really have a very intense story, per se, like in the first game. Each stage there's a strong narrative to it, but there's not like this, like, you need to finish Mission 3 to find out what happens to the old guy, right?
Sure.
There's none of that drive to go to the next stage. Your drive to go to the next stage is because you want to try a different mission or you want to go to a different stage layout or whatever, okay. Right? It's essentially just like a multiplayer experience. So, if the entirety of your experience is based on this multiplayer play, right? Does it matter to you, like, when is it complete? I guess is my question to you. Because you're saying that you want the complete product.
I like having a full game. Usually you can tell by the amount of time a game takes to play whether you've got a full game or you've got basically a demo. Basically, I don't want to pay for the equivalent content of a demo.
Right. But I'm saying it's not a demo. Like, first two stages of Left 4 Dead are not a demo.
I believe they basically did that for Left 4 Dead 2 on the Xbox. You download the demo, and it would let you play online and use the full stage and all the weapon. But it's like the first episode or the first couple episodes.
But I don't know if, like, all the stuff was unlocked or whatever. Anyway.
Basically another way of taking money out of my pocket that they used to give me for free. And I go, fuck you. No, I don't want to be in your... I don't want to bow to your business model. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want to buy an iPad and suddenly, for the New York Times, have to pay money that I used to get on... I get on my iBook or MacBook for free.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just because it's... I know they want to monetize this shit. I know they want to make profit. But
they want to continue to exist.
They want to use me as a resource. Uh-huh. And I go, no. And good for you. Good luck.
Would you feel differently about it if they put the New York Times behind a paywall?
I would never go to the New York Times again. There's so much free content that they can't compete unless they make a fantastic user experience. The only way to make – and if here's another way they could do it. They can make the price point for the demo so ridiculously small and then subtract it off the full price of the game. You know, if it's a dollar, I would buy tons of shit for a dollar because suddenly you go $10, I got a whole bunch of new shit that I can play around with. And if it's against the cost of the game or reduces the cost of the game or gives – If it's value added, if it adds value, okay. If it is purely, you would get this anyway, but we're going to charge you.
What if it's a, we're going to put this out there, see how it does. If it sells enough, we'll make it into a full game.
Maybe.
I mean, because, you know, game costs.
And that's the production
costs are escalating right now. You're talking, you know, $30, $40 million to put out a AAA title. Right. Sure.
Which I don't know how they spend that much money, frankly. I don't know how they
just
do
creating all the art assets. I mean, this is one thing that people talk about with video games is that unlike films where most people don't reinvent the camera every time, like Avatar, you know, obviously being one of the exceptions.
Well, they built that camera though, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that from movie to movie, each director doesn't have to completely reinvent the camera.
Sure.
Right? You might use it different ways, or you know, more innovative directors might come up with new techniques or new devices to attach on, like a steady camera or whatever. But for the most part, it's the same video camera.
Mm-hmm.
Most video games develop a brand new engine for each game that they make. So essentially, you're reinventing the camera every single time you go out.
Okay. In any event.
And that's what adds the cost.
I'm still not particularly interested in paying for stuff I used to get for free.
Okay.
And get for free as part of their business model to get me to buy the game. Mm-hmm. Now they just want to charge me for all... It was the same thing where they'd charge you for, like, the armor and a horse. You know, and you're like, that shit that, if it was on a PC, some guy would just make and give away. It has no value, and except for because it's a captive audience. You know, people buy it, and I go, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm happy to buy the content when it's good and worthy, and because I want to support them making good product, but I don't want to basically be their test bed. I don't want to be paying them for that to test their product. Fuck that.
That sounds fair.
Don't run your bugs out through me. Is another way of looking at it. Is don't release if you don't think that Battlefield 1943 is worth a full title.
Uh-huh.
Why were you releasing it anyway?
Well, what if the question is, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is so dominant in this console multiplayer space. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We don't think that players will try this new franchise. I mean, Battlefield's not a new franchise, but you know what I'm saying.
You give away the demo. You give away a really hot demo that gives away a lot of the content, that gives away a fantastic map, that lets you all play together, that's fast, that's cool, mm-hmm. and then people will buy the game. The thing is, this
is my question, though, is that if you're talking about the way they used to be, right, where you put the game together, and we say, here's our first multiplayer map of the 8 that we've made for this game. It's yours. It's free. It's got all the features. Mm-hmm. You play it. You like it. You come buy our game now, right? The question is, if you're a company and you need to invest $50 million into doing that, $40 million, whatever, mm-hmm. right? That's a pretty substantial risk.
Here's another point. Battlefield 1943, they did not spend that much money.
They didn't, which is why it was only a $15 release.
Okay, but they already had the engine probably from previous versions of the game. They just put new skins on it. If they're going to basically recycle content, why mm-hmm. should I pay for it?
But what
another
way
of looking at it.
What if it's not recycled content? What if it's
a brand new engine? Then they've already reinvented the fucking camera. They've already put the money into the cost. Let me buy the fucking full game. Or give me my demo that makes me want to buy your game. We've done that. We've bought content where we've been like, oh, fuck, this game is really fun. That fucking, like, volleyball game.
Yeah, but that game costs, like, a guy, like, $10.
$10 to buy it?
It was like $5. But that probably cost that guy $10 to make that game, is my point. So he can, on an economic scale, he can afford to do that.
And game companies, I don't believe that they really can't keep afford. They can't afford to do it. I don't buy it.
I think...
And I don't really care. Actually, I don't really fucking care. If you're going to charge me to do something... I hate it when the market comes after me as a resource. Uh-huh. I like it when the market gives me something cool and new to play with, worth buying. That's fine. That's what Apple does, is it constantly convinces you you should buy some of their bullshit. Buy all bullshit. It's so hot and cool. And you know what? People do. Because it's very, very good bullshit. It's really shiny. It's very, very well made. Why do you buy an iPad? I don't know. I don't know why people are buying that shit.
But that business approach did, for a while, almost tank the company.
No.
Because people weren't buying their bullshit.
When Jobs came back.
Right, but I'm talking about before that.
Before that, they weren't making good enough product, and they weren't making unique enough
product. Right, but they kept to that same approach of, here's our Apple shit, you know you want it. But it wasn't good enough to meet the standard of the buying public.
If we want to have this conversation, Apple in the 90s became Pepsi to Coke. Coke was the PC, and Apple became Pepsi. And the problem was no one was really all that interested, and they couldn't gain market share, and they weren't making unique enough computers, and they didn't have
made a cube, Devin. They made a cube.
No, that's when Steve Jobs came back. It all changed because he was like, I know how to sell shit. I know what people are interested in buying.
They made Newton, Evan.
And the Newton was ultimately a failure. Because it was a clunky PC-like device. A lot of I love Macs, and my Mac from that era is still awesome and working great. And it's beige. But when Jobs came in, he was like, all right, what is the one thing we can do that's unique? We're going to make design. We're going to do fantastic industrial design. And we'll be able to argue that our premium and cost is worth paying for, and people agreed. It's a risk, but he was right. Made fucking the iMac. The iMac. He comes back and he's like, "Hey guys, here's the iMac. It's lollipop flavors." And people are like, "What? It's great!" And they bought it up like a motherfucker.
The goddamn hockey puck mouse.
And the hockey puck mouse. And they've just been doing that for.
I fought and struggled with that thing for like the entirety of my college career.
It was horrible. That's why I bought third party mouses. But you know what? Look at that. Look what I just said. I bought a computer that had a hockey puck mouse. And then I bought a third-party mouse. And somehow I'm not upset about that. And yet I'm... And it's just because they gave me something that I liked. Something I wanted.
I remember being so upset about it.
In any event. So
it's too cheap to buy a different mouse.
Gaming companies should follow some kind of model more like that. Make me some new hot shiny that I want to pay for.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if their demo is so fucking great, then maybe I'll pay for it. And if there's a robust enough market, of gaming market, where you can play with people, maybe it's worth it. But I can't imagine right now buying a demo. Or the knowledge that buying a demo funds the development of the game. Like, you don't even have my game for me.
Does it upset you to know that they're treating it like that? What if it was just, hey, a bunch of guys from DICE got together. They thought, here's a cool different way to approach the Battlefield franchise. They put together like this thing that's got 8 multiplayer maps. It's only multiplayer, set in World War II. We've made it a downloadable title.
Sounds like a full game.
It is a full game. 1943 is a full game. It's not a demo.
Well, they argue it's a demo, and because it.
Well, the demo-ness of it is there an audience for a Battlefield game set in World War II? That's the question.
Which is stupid they have to even ask that question.
Well, no, because if you look at their previous sales, it's been steadily declining. And World War II-based shooter games on the console, at least, haven't had the same traction that the modern-day one. Which is why, like, every single shooter franchise, their newest iterations are all modern-day.
Well, they right? all, I mean, go back, like, 5 more years, and you go, World War II games got played out to the nth degree.
Right.
And then along comes Battlefield 2, which was one of the first like big franchises that went futuristic, and then right. Modern Warfare, and you suddenly had titles that were A-list doing different things, and then futuristic Battlefield game, or whatever that fucker was.
Anyway, from the marketing perspective, right? There's not really an audience, a sustainable audience for games set in that era at this point, right?
I mean, so they say, like saying there's no room for horror movies right now. Which is like, no, there's always room for quality.
Well, no, there's always room for like, horror is a unique genre because you can always make it on the cheap.
Same thing for drama,
but
same thing for historical epics. I mean, there's always a market for things that
But if every horror movie had to be on Avatar-based like production values and budget, then yes, you could say there's no room for horror movies right now.
I don't think every game has to be the same fantastic quality.
The first person shooter,
very, very good games.
The first person shooter market, I would argue most people are looking for that Modern Warfare 2 type super glossy, super high def experience.
I think most people want a good game, and they confabulate the beauty of a game
and the
quality of the game.
You have obviously not spent enough time in GameStop having conversations with people where they're like, this game is like God of War. I like God of War, therefore this is a good game.
I mean,
they want more of the same.
Yeah, of course they do.
Right? So they're not going to take a look. If you give them a game that has slightly lower res graphics, they're going to say, this game is shit. Why doesn't it look like Modern Warfare?
Oh, well, go make your $40 million games, guys, and roll the dice.
I mean,
do better market research. Do better ads. Make cooler franchises that people might actually be interested in playing.
But isn't this part of market research, though? Like, putting out this, like, $15 downloadable title?
And if it is part of market research, and I won't be participating.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, good on you guys. Try it out. I hope you fail.
Uh-huh.
But it's the way, one of the ways that it might work in the future, that you'll be buying games in micro portions. And I hate that. I hate that idea, because it means that games get more expensive. It's really what it means.
So do you not like...
It's another way of passing on the cost of their development to
us. Do you not like Half-Life Episode 1? Or Half-Life Episode 2?
Well, first off, Half-Life came out as a full game, and then they released additional content after the game was out.
Yeah.
And I like that model, because I've already bought the game. It's really good. It's worth then, because I want to keep playing in that. I haven't bought those episodes, so I'm not in that world. But Borderlands is my equivalent, where I go... it was a gift to you. I didn't even have to pay for it. Uh-huh. But I bought the additional content because it was worth paying money to have that content. And the prices weren't ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And the content was... It added new things in interesting ways. For me, the whole idea of buying a smaller priced portion of a game is it does something unique on the original. I want to play the original. I want to enjoy that. And then give me some new stuff. And my other favorite example is Hearts of Iron. Where they go, here's a game that costs like $45.
Uh-huh.
So it's already cheaper on the PC even than most games are. And it's, strategic, and it has a certain number of things you can do. And the big thing is it does economics, it does military, it does political, and it did one other thing.
Uh-huh.
New expansion pack came out. It added a couple new units, did a whole bunch of bug fixes. I'm like, okay, I got new units, and it's like $5.
Okay.
Then they had a $15 expansion pack come out. And you're like, what the fuck? It's 3 times more than the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
It adds a whole new element to the gameplay. So there's 4 tabs of gameplay. Now there's a 5th. It's intelligence, like spying and all
But that why wasn't sure. that in at the beginning?
You know what?
Why isn't this not a complete game?
I don't care. You know what? Because it wasn't even on the radar when it came out. And uh-huh. I didn't know it was going to be. It's like saying Borderlands goes to level 61 now. And so fuck them for making a level 50. I understand that you can't make an infinite game.
Right.
Start, but give me a complete package. Give me the full package, and then I will pay more money if I like it for additional stuff that's actually adding value. I'm all about adding value. Give me the new maps. I can almost see buying new maps. I don't like how Modern Warfare does it because they don't do anything other than new maps, and their maps are shitty in any event because they're all recycled from previous Call of Duty games.
If the new content that was coming out for Modern Warfare 2 was more story,
would that be cool? I would be like, yeah.
Is that acceptable?
That would be kind of cool. Yeah, you know, like what they did with Assassin's Creed, where they have a story that is part of the story that you can buy later. And I go, I don't like it, but at least they're giving more.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than being like, here's some shit that we had laying around. Here's some skins and some maps we didn't play test enough till they were done.
Right.
You know, like, that's lame. I mean, I look at it another way. Anything that I could have made or some guy could have made at home, I shouldn't have to pay for. New maps, shouldn't have to pay for. New story, that takes a lot more. New weapons that are balanced, new weapons that do cool things, that can take a lot more, actually. But mapping, because I've seen it for years on the PC, is easier, relatively, than, you know, how much content is a map? You know, it's not robust.
Would this whole enterprise, would Modern Warfare, or not, Battlefield 1943, as an enterprise, be less offensive to you if they had just sold it to me for $60?
Probably, yeah.
Is it purely
a full game? Actually, I don't find it offensive. I don't find it offensive at all. It sounds like a deal where they give a full game for reduced
content. I mean, there's no single player campaign, but it's a full multiplayer experience. Leaderboards, everything.
Yeah. Multiplayer is the game.
It's everything
that
you want from this game.
And I go $15 for a full game, basically. Yeah. That's fine. Even though they're probably recycling all the same shit they had from before and just adding a little bit more. That, to me, feels like an add-on, not a demo. It's when they give you the Battlefield 1943 and they charge you $15 for three maps and treat it like a demo.
Uh-huh.
You know, again, it doesn't read to me as a demo the way it is. If I didn't know it had eight maps and it was a full multiplayer.
I think the problem...
leaderboard tracking.
I think the problem is it's a pretty semantic one from the use of the phrase demo in that article. And I think that's where the hang-up is coming from.
Giving away a demo is part of what you do.
Right.
You know? It's like the way Marlboro gives away cigarettes. You know, you want people to get
hooked
on it.
They can't do that anymore.
Well, or lighters. Or ashtrays.
They're not.
They can't do that anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Oh, no more free lighters.
Well, the equivalent of that. Yeah. Of giving away something that makes you go, oh, I would actually pay for the content.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you can download like a free version, like a demo version of 1943. I might be wrong, but as with most of the downloadable games on Xbox, you can download the demo. Honestly, I think a lot of your concerns about this model comes purely from the fact that they're calling it a demo.
Yes.
Like if they just called it a mini version or some other terminology had been used to describe it, I think you would be much less opposed to
conceptually. If they just called it a multiplayer only game.
Yeah.
Okay, because I would love to see games be $15 for multiplayer gaming. That's what Altitude is.
Uh-huh.
Altitude, but you know the other thing about that I like about gaming on the PC is you get a lot of free shit.
But what if you found out that the reason they put out $15 Altitude is that they're working on the
$60 Altitude.
$60 Altitude that has like a campaign and some other new shit maybe.
At this point, what they've done in terms of the way they've supported that game, I would be inclined to pay. Because I bought a full game.
Right.
It's a full game. It has a ton of maps. It has a whole bunch of airplanes, a whole bunch of upgrades. And adding content.
Yeah.
They kept adding content, and there's a lot of user-created content. And I go, it's a game. It's finished. Yeah. I don't have to. I'm not. The other thing I hate is when they release something like a demo, and you would pay for it, and then you can't play with all the other people who have the full game.
Right.
And you go, the only way I can play with them is to buy the full game. I've already bought this, but I can't play with them. It's the one thing I don't like about DLC for something like Borderlands. You're like, oh, we have this package over here in this world. You can't join us. Got to go buy it. Sucks. I hate that. It makes me want to go back to Red Orchestra and be like, I paid my $15. Just keep giving me free shit. Just keep giving me free shit. You guys are great.
Well, I mean, PC is a different market.
Miss Red Orchestra. I miss driving around for 15 minutes in a tank doing nothing.
I'm telling you, dude. We set up the Nevin Day Fund.
The Nevin Day Fund?
Yeah, Nevin Day Fund.
Maybe.
You got a dollar over there.
I got a dollar from Kim. That's great. But $5 from my cockpot.
That actually puts you at a net negative 19, though.
Why?
Because you owe her $20.
Fuck that. She's never going to get it. She's going to have to remember, not from your own.
$20.
What? I didn't hear you.
Donut.
Shit. Fuck. Let's make another bet about something. And just roll it. Just keep rolling it forward.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I bet you can't. You can't eat these four bananas.
I'll take that bet.
Damn it.
I'll take those four bananas right now.
Damn it.
Right.
Oh.
Anyway, my friend. All right. Well, let's call it a wrap for this week.
All right.
We'll talk about games we've been playing next week.
And I think we need to make Clan Pound Vag.
Uh-huh.
To contrast with Eric's Clan Gay.
Okay. We did that on Modern Warfare, didn't we?
We did.
For a while. It was Pound Sign Vag.
Pound Sign Vag. That guy, whoever... And we found that. We stole that.
Yeah, we stole that from that guy. We legit stole that
from some guy.
But he... What was his... He also had a name afterwards that was, like, really, really good. Because it was, like, Pound Vag and then his name. And his name was awesome.
It was, I don't know. But it was just, like, this guy is the excellence.
Yeah.
He's the excellence.
He's the excellence of execution.
Yeah. So, more of that.
All right. So, join Clan
Pound Vag. Let's make that a meme, everybody.
All right. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right.